got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice, pork, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat,
you name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat,
you name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, green for beans, 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 greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey, beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey.
You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it!
I don't got, nor do I eat half the shit she named, but that's why some of you motherfuckers aren't comfortable taking pictures from the head up. Welcome back to Vibrate Higher. Definitely a vibe and a blessing to be coming to you beautiful people today. I am the crazy shit talking Lissa Renee, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Queen Rich. Queen Rich, how are you? What's your vibe for today?
Hey, hey. Oh, I'm doing fine. Girl, I just woke up from a freaking sleep paralysis. I was trying to wake up for the longest. And, like, my heart, girl, it's just crazy. We got to talk on the phone after this. But it's been great. Today's topic, low vibrational plates. Okay? Now, I know how y'all like to tussle, but I didn't like how y'all tried to jump on this lady about speaking facts. Drop the clip.
You can't even pay me to do that kind of
thing. They put this on my plate.
I will not let, no, I don't do what they do. I do what I do. Mm. I'm a visionary. I believe it.
Mm. But she's
I
my
would
coach.
Never eat a plate that looks like this. You can't even pay me $1 million to do that to my plate.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I deserve better than that. That's low vibration. If you took it, I would have been like, I'm playing like that. I tell you what I want. You'll tell me what I want.
So my thought process is, if you put it on my plate, but I don't have to eat it, I got the distance.
I won't even look at it. It look, that make you look bad. I'm a queen. Queen's plate for you. Like,
if we used to have two plates, we play together. That's a who's royalty. They would say this person.
Mm.
I agree. That's a good way.
Before I give my thoughts, and it kind of clipped it, they are having system issues today, so I do apologize about that. But what she was saying, her plate was equivalent to a hood rat. If someone was to look at them and compare the plates to see who is royalty, they would pick her, which her being Coach Stormy, the one that was speaking, and then Tammy Price, the other life coach. She was the one with the low vibrational plate. But I wanted to see, Queen Rich, what were your thoughts in – did you feel like Coach Stormy was reaching when she said that?
Not at all. Not at all. People fail to realize that she is a trainer. She's a coach. And I don't understand why the other one, that had the so much food on her plate, why would she even disrespect the coach like that, long, hard hours, what training consists of, and then go and pile her plate up like that. I don't feel like the Coach Stormy was wrong at all. She was doing her job, even when she wasn't at work. And that's something that we all have to do when it comes to living better, vibrating higher. It's an everyday process. It's an everyday thing. And there's things that you can do to change that. If I'm paying somebody to, get my body right, train me in a manner of which I – as though I want my body to look, I'm not gonna continue to do bad habits behind the trainer back or even in front of the trainer. So, I mean, no, she was not wrong at all.
All right. And before I go into my thoughts, because like you said, you would want your trainer, to be like that, training or not. I'm going to touch on that in a second, but I wanted to say on that, you have to know that your physical and your spiritual form go hand in hand. So yeah. When you're stuffed and unaware physically, you have to know your stuff and underwear spiritually. And I say that because
right.
my people always say they didn't know or something is too hard, but nobody has an issue jumping on TikTok, repeating or debating, you know, what you hear like you knew it when you really don't know. And that's why today's topic, it's something that people need to hear, because I hate how my people side with who sounds right versus who's actually right. My people don't know enough, and it bothers me that motherfuckers
right.
only learn from it, you know, what they're shown without checking the facts. You know, that shit don't be 100% accurate all the time, and that's why some people are still confused, and most of them are in last place spiritually. And I said that to say, like, what I feel like what we're getting ready to say, and then the next few topics just closing out, it might ruffle a little feathers, but the goal is to bring awareness and knowledge to all at all costs. Now, going back to I fucking loved it, because you are what you eat. And like you said, you
right.
would want your trainer to, you know, be like that with you on and, you know, off the screens or whatever. And so, to be honest, it looks a little staged once you watch the video and watch the body language, but I still love the message.
Yeah.
Like, the interaction is meant to teach that you shouldn't have, you don't always accept what people give you. You don't have to. That's
right.
our problem. We accept what a motherfucker give us. I don't have to accept it because you're giving me that. You could be giving me shit and
right.
I don't want it. But I accept it because that's what
right.
you're giving me. And so another thing I feel like for everybody to know so much and to love their creator, why are we not following the basic instructions before leaving Earth? It boggles my mind to see, you know, the jokes and the skits that came behind this viral clip. How did you not
right.
know food carries low vibration as well? Like, is
exactly.
overeating not a sin? Because in Deuteronomy 21 and 20, it says, "And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is glutton and drunkard." And so we all know what that means, you know. Well, gluttony, it's, you know, derived from the Latin word glutere. And so it's to gulp down or to swallow. And it means to overindulge in, you know, overconsumption of food, drink, or wealth, you know, items. And so, again, like you said, for them to attack her and to, because they were threatening that woman, you know, I had to read through the comments. And I feel like our people, we just don't know enough. And so I wanted to get, you know, some feedback from you just on the comments, and I wanted to see your thoughts on that as well. And so Coach Stormy, she did state that people become more conscious about what they have to become more conscious about what they're putting in their mouth, because if you really pay attention to the video, the plate did not represent who Tammy and I are as leaders and top earners in our health and wellness company. They are partners. They sell supplements for Total Life Changes, and they are a multi-level marketing brand. So, like she stated, we have people going on diets and changing their habits all from that video alone. Kind of makes me think it was kind of staged, but again, it sends a good message. And
right.
exactly. But that's TV for you today. It, you know what I'm saying? That's everything.
Yeah.
But she also stated food carries energy. What we are
mm-hmm.
what we eat. And when you have a plate of food that looks like it's for 2 to 3 people, that's excessive eating. You know, it's low vibrational. And I just wanted to, before I get into the comments of what the other people had to say, how do you feel about her comments and just low vibrational meals in general?
Oh, my goodness, girl. Low vibrational meals. Okay. It's meat, for sure. When they kill these animals, the animals are scared, you know, even before they even kill the animals that we eat, beef, pork, chicken, whatever. They're not kept, you know, as though, you know, cleanly, you know what I mean? They're fed chemicals, so, you know, they're raised up on these farms that they live in shit, walk in shit, you know, contaminated. It's just, it's ridiculous. you just don't even know. So it's the harm is way is done way before we eat the food. But once that animal dies, that energy that they carried before death, how would you feel? You know what I mean? You're getting slaughtered. You're pulled away from your family, your mama. You're scared. You know what's going to happen. You're traumatized from your life. And that energy, like I said before on the show, energy never fucking dies. That's something that we have to understand. Animals are living, breathing things. And I'm not speaking as though I am a vegetarian or anything of that sort, but we got to start thinking about, you know, the consequences of what we're putting into our temple, our bodies, like she said. All this GMO, you know, the chemicals and everything like that, all that shit, low vibrational. It's meat, it's glue meat, you know what I mean? It's just anything that attacks us from the inside. Food is supposed to bring us energy, give us energy, you know what I mean? It's supposed to, you know what I mean? Clear our minds. It's supposed to be that. It's supposed to energize. You're not supposed to eat and go to sleep. Like, what are you eating for? What are you eating to go to sleep for? But energy never dies, and that low vibrational energy that carries from shit, the growers growing vegetation, it doesn't matter. It's energy is everywhere, and that's what we got to realize today and start passing that down, teaching it and using it in our homes, thinking like, come on, do I really want to do this? You know what I'm saying? Do I really want to feel like shit after I eat, or do I have some shit to do today, so maybe I need to switch up what I'm going to eat? But soul food was never soul food. That was slave food. Like, it's just to do what we had to do to survive. We were given scraps. You know what I'm saying? That's where fucking chitlins and shit come from. We ain't supposed to be eating that shit, but we had to do what we had to do back then. And I don't fault our ancestors for making it taste good or making it look good and shit. That's something that, yeah, okay, cool. You know, everything that these people have tried to do to us, we have turned it around. And it's time to continue turning it around, because it didn't stop there. It just changed to a different form. It's spiritual warfare out here, man, and they doing wicked shit to our food, our water, all of that. So a lot of shit is low vibrational, but there's ways that, you know, ways around it. We got to eat raw vegetables, raw fruits. We got to do all that stuff. But, it's a lot of shit out here that's low vibrational food.
All right. I agree, you know, with what you said. She wasn't wrong, because just like you said, my sister told me that same, because we were having a conversation of, you know, just food being disgusting now.
Yeah.
And it probably always has been. We, like you said, spiced it up, never knew. Now we know. So, I mean, it's time to make a change. But I want to read you a few of these other comments from other people. And true to Jada, she wrote, she thinks everything is a fucking lesson. Her and her homegirls just sitting, eating her dick. Okay. The user, there was a user that commented under the tweet, and she wrote, like, how the fuck else is a plate at a barbecue, and barbecue is in all capital letters, supposed to look like, bitch? Your homegirl, a poor low vibration ass bitch, because she got a plate at a cookout? I would have threw the plate at Storm. I don't care. And so the video, it went viral on Twitter around October 2nd, and the day after hashtag low vibrational plate was created. And so,
wow.
Do you think people would have ever known about low vibrational plates if it wasn't for that viral TikTok?
Hell no. I don't necessarily think so, no. People ain't even out here really vibing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, a lot of people don't realize that energy is fucking forever, goddamn me, and they don't take heed to that. And the phrase low vibrational plate, I've never heard it before, the video myself, but I know what low vibrational food and shit is, you know. But I never thought of it like that. I'm not going to lie. Like, no, these people out here making jokes. I can't, around Thanksgiving, I can't wait to get my low vibrational plate. Like, how, why would you invite low vibrations into your body and be happy about it? I never got that. That's what pissed me off. Like, because I know, you know what I mean? And for the ones that don't know, made a fool of themselves inviting the bullshit in as a joke. Why was that a, why was that a cool joke? I don't, I didn't never, I never got that.
I still don't get it to this day. And so when I, like, even when I was telling people that I agreed with her, like, because I really do, because for me, it was one of those things, like, before my spirituality transformation, I had stopped eating pork because I didn't like the way it made me feel. I was like, hey, my ankle's getting swole. Like, and people was, like, laughing, but, like, I'm really seeing this shit. And I'm like, you know what? It's giving me headaches. And so when I stopped eating it, you know, my body changed and I felt better. So I'm like you. I don't get the joke in it. I still don't see the joke in it. It's serious because, again, you are what you eat. And why would you not want a healthier living? Like you said, when you eat these foods, you get lazy. You're not doing nothing. You're not replenishing yourself.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's not like you're intaking this food after a workout. You just, some people just sitting around eating to eat. And why?
Yeah. Exactly. I like it. I like what you said just there, eating to eat. Start with your kids, okay? Start with you and your kids. Start with your, that's where you start at, because you can control, you control what your children eat. I had to stop buying a lot of stuff that my kids like. In that case, you know, I got 3 big boys. Girl, they eat. And once I stopped buying so many snacks, no lie, they got to slimming up, of course, because it was me. You know what I mean? And we got to look at it further than ourselves, especially when we have children. I try to, you know, incorporate different things, like, but I started, you know, making their plates a little different. You know, I'm used to, you know, my kids started off eating, goddamn, they was used to eat 3 hot links when they was little. So, at a time. And, like, I had to switch shit up for them, not only for myself. Because once I started, you know, trying to eat different, or, you know, trying to watch how I eat or how much I eat, it just came in my mind, like, now, if I'm feeling like this, I know my kids are feeling like this. You know what I'm saying? Lazy, can't focus, you know, can't pay attention and shit. And maybe that's just why grades get to slip in or attitudes come along. My oldest son, face breaking out and stuff. Like, when you notice stuff like that, I'm telling you, you have to, it's what you're putting in your body. It's just the way it's coming out. And if there's not a positive way of it coming out, outcome of you eating a plate of some food, then maybe you need to switch up some things you do.
I agree with all of that. And I wanted to ask, when you were saying that, and you know how you said they were eating 3 hot links at a time, and this is me just asking, like, when you go from eating like that, like, how do you portion it? Like, how does that work? Like, because I would be mad if I'm getting this and now I have to eat this. Like, was it okay? Like, was the family okay transitioning to smaller sizes?
Girl, you got to stay under the radar. You know what I mean? No shade or nothing, but I'm the main one that, you know, I'm cooking and stuff like that. So it's really up to me. And you have to do it, listen, low-key. Do it low-key, I'm telling you. Switch up the way you cook and stuff. Start buying lean. If you're not ready to jump off the meat, and I don't recommend you to just jump off the meat into some old shit, but start buying shit lean. They'll never know. You know, put less on their plate and set their kitchen down at a certain time. My kitchen is closed at 9 p.m. at every goddamn night. I don't give a fuck what day it is. I don't care school out, none of that. You better eat what you're going to eat before 9. I know that, because after 9, that's just, you're setting yourself up for obesity. Now, think about how many years your kids go through, you know, their life eating past a certain time, you know what I mean, just building up, building up. You don't know if they're really getting rid of waste the way they're supposed to be. It's just little small things is a way to start. Now, quit giving them three chicken legs and shit and three scoops of mashed potatoes and one scoops of vegetables. Come on, man. Like, come on, portion that shit way better than that. Like, you can change it. We can do it. We can do it. It is doable, I promise you.
It really is. And, you know, for me, I don't eat pork, but I don't just eat healthy all the time because I feel like some days, well, most days, I fast more than I should. And I'm a snacker because, you know, food, it just tastes disgusting these days. And so I know we're speaking on low vibrations. And like I said, like, you know, we're no vegans or anything like that. But I wanted to see, like, what are some things that help you, you know, start eating high vibrational foods? Because I remember what you told me yesterday. I didn't know if you wanted to share that experience with them, but I thought that was cool to, like, just step out like that. Like, that was really cool because, you got my reaction. I was like, oh, hell no.
Well, baby, she wanna eat healthy herself, you know what I mean? She don't like the way she looks. She don't like her weight. So she wanted to go on a, I want to say whatever, but we decided to try cauliflower wings for the first time. And I got buffalo. She got barbecue. She didn't like hers. But me, on the other hand, I'm fucking with it. Like, for real, I put them in the air fryer, and I seasoned them up real good how I like them. How I like my seasoning, and it didn't bother me at all. It was like fried okra or something. You know what I'm saying? I think when we hear cauliflower, you know what I mean, wings, it kind of, you get in your mind that you're going to taste wings, but you're going to taste the cauliflower. You know what I'm saying? You're going to taste it, but it is not as bad as people make it seem. I think it's a mind over matter thing. Especially with raw vegetables, it's a mind over matter thing. You know, you're not used to that. You know, you grew up with your onions and shit sautéed and cooked inside your food. Nobody really ate it raw unless we was eating baby carrots and ranch, which ain't nothing wrong with that, whatever. But I tried a bell pepper raw, you know, and it's not that bad. I'm gonna tell y'all, them yellow bell peppers raw is pretty. They sweet, you know. They ain't that at all. And I threw in salad. We threw in salad, grilling, you know what I mean, instead of frying, bacon, just shit like that. Like I said before, I'm not just no whole clean eating vegetarian as, you know, like, no, I'm not that at all. I just try different things to make me better, to make us better. I know now, though, that I'm going to have to be the one to be the first to try new things here and spruce it up and make it taste good for my family to eat. I don't have no problem with that at all, as long as we're switching things up, and that's the main goal, switching things up to have lead a healthier, better life, longer life, stronger life, shit.
That's true, because these people are trying to fucking, these people are fucking killing us on a daily basis, and people are too closed-minded to see it, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's people's jobs to wake up every day to kill us, like, literally. My bad, but for real, though, people get paid every day, like, to get up and do some shit, fuck with, alter. You know what I mean? This earth, nature, sit around you, shit that is healthy for you, and kill you. They get paid for that. Believe it or not. Believe it, but fucking leave it or not.
And I want you to touch on it just a little bit, because we speak daily, and I don't know, people, again, our people act like they are not aware. So when we speak on these people, we already know the government. We're not speaking on them, but who else? Like, you know,
would be the motherfuckers that's waking up to kill us each day?
The FDA. Is that what you meant?
Facts. Yep. You hear it?
Is that part of the government?
Yeah, but, you know, the farmers and all them, that is exactly who, it's that's on the lines of what I was shooting for, because exactly, like you stated, everything is altered. Like, why?
Altered. Why? Why? Why did y'all give us these fake-ass seeds that don't produce fruit with seeds that will continue to produce after time, after time, after time? You can only plant these seeds and get a few, you know, harvest out of these seeds before they're no longer good. Why? Why? Fuck, are y'all putting red 40 dye, whatever the fuck it is, 40 red dye in every goddamn thing these kids like to eat, every damn thing, knowing it's linked to autism and all that shit. Knowing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just putting it out there. Like, they're killing the natural weeds that is healthy for you. Did you know that dandelions are, you know what I mean, they're healthy for the heart? And they kill them. They're the same people that fucking own Roundup. That's right, weed killer. What is on the bottle? A fucking dandelion. Own aspirin or some shit like that, I think. I don't know. But Bayer's or something, I believe. But either way it goes, why can't y'all just let people know that it's the dandelions that do the trick? Drink you some dandelion tea. Eat you a dandelion salad. You know what I mean? It's genocide. It's chemical warfare. And, yeah, better wake up for real. Like, for real. I mean, I don't know what other way to put it, Lissa.
You know, you beat me to it. I was going to speak on that Roundup as well, because, you know,
wow,
a lot of people, they love to be biblical when it counts, but what does the Creator say about GMO? You know, like,
right.
You are supposed to respect the natural boundaries between species that God established on Earth. Because in Genesis 1, verses 11 through 12, and God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plant yielding seeds, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed.
You hear me?
You know?
You hear me?
Each according to its kind on the earth. So why are we altering? And I don't want to go too much into that just yet.
I want to say this.
If we're following it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to say this. As the gods we are not supposed to eat meat. Our teeth aren't even made for meat. Meat wasn't even supposed to be cooked. Do you see animals out here cooking their goddamn meat? Like, so animals, okay, if you want to live in harmony, follow nature, okay? You don't see no motherfucking animals out here cooking and seasoning no motherfucking other animals to eat them. Our teeth are not even made for that. Our teeth are made for vegetation, fruit, and, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. So you want to live in harmony, live by nature. That's all. That's all I'm going to say on that.
I agree. And it's crazy you say that, you know, we're not supposed to be eating meat. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, they have changed from eating meat. They try to eat more plants. But then, as we discussed, you know, earlier, they think they're getting away, you know, think they're getting by with eating, you know, fish and things of that nature. And that shit ain't good for you either.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you got a clip for me? Go on and get into it.
All right, let's play it.
Roaches of the sea, 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 I can't eat shrimp. Crabs and clams and oysters, they be done, they eating shit.
Dr. Sippy say that shit be rotting in your stomach. And you steady eating shit the shit out shit, that's how you coming. You are what you eat, so what you eating? Alright. Crabs in the bucket, really how these niggas move. Stop eating bullshit, man, go get you some fruits. That knowledge of the earth, man, you will never lose. Yeah, she ain't fish that probably. Why her pussy fishy? What the fuck? Can't manifest because your body full of sickness. Clean it up. Go buy some food, make you feel good. Get out your feelings. You can't think what you eat. Embrace another chicken, yeah. That H3O is with a nigga like me sipping, yeah. That's why y'all niggas the same. I'm the only one different, yeah. I'm getting girls and all these niggas steady sipping. My third eye open, I'm celebrating Christmas now.
Roaches of the sea. Roaches on the sea, roaches on the sea, roaches on the sea, roaches on the sea, roaches on the sea.
Cliff, I just want to say, like, you be on it, like, that be the shit, like, because I feel like when I say stuff to people, they don't never want to listen, but when somebody else say it, especially when it's viral and I show other people, they're like, oh, so that's what you've been saying, you know, all this time, just stupid shit like that. But I wanted to touch on what I said, because I tell my kids all the time, like, that the seafood, what is that shit, that crab ball shit, like, it stinks, first of all. Yeah, that shit, it stinks, and I see people eating that crawfish, just sucking the ass out of that little thing. Like, it's just so nasty. And, like, tilapia, a lot of people, and then catfish, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is the nasty, yeah. Well, tilapia would be the nastiest fish, and then catfish, but it's just disgusting that, you know, people are like, you know, I don't care, it's good, I'm going to continue to eat the roaches of the sea. But he spoke on H3O. And that ties into when you were speaking about the fruit. Like, what happened to drinking our water?
Well, they contaminated the water, you know, for profit, as usual. There's no way we should be paying for water, you know, and it's all around us. I don't get it. But the H3O, that comes in with, eating, you get that, that's the juice coming out the fruit that we eat. You know what I mean? That's the water. That's the water for us right there. We got a juice, y'all. It's in the juicing. I'm going to tell y'all the secret. It's in the juicing. H3O, it has all of the nutrients that we're supposed to have in our water, minerals and all, vitamins and all in H3O. You get all of that from fruit. And I know a lot of people didn't know that. And I'm not talking about fruit juice in the motherfucking bottle. I'm talking about we got to get a juicer, get some fruits, and juice that shit ourselves for this H3O. Electrolytes, all that shit. Hey, that's the natural healer right there.
It is. And so, yeah, thank you for that, Carissa, because that's exactly what I meant. What happened to eating our water? Who fucking made it to where you were supposed to drink this amount of water, you know,
right,
this many amount of liters a day, you know, to have a healthy body? And, you know, we go off what we're taught, you know? And so when you learn these things, after you learn, exactly, but why don't you, I feel like people, they get this knowledge and then they still don't follow it. And, like, this is the way, like, nuts, fruits, vegetables, real vegetables. I'm not talking about hybrids, man-made vegetables, none of that bullshit. Like, real food, like, that's real soul food. I know we've been trained as soul food, the slave food that we've been eating growing up with soul food because it touches your heart. No, that's not – I think we took that out of context. And I mean, I apologize for us as a whole because – no, we got that wrong.
All the way. All the way. That's why I spoke earlier about knowing better and doing better. Now that we know, because when, you know, when we was little and the grown folks, here, taste this, try this, you don't even know how it tastes till you eat it. That shit, you know, tripped you up into eating that ass. Because I was there before, I ain't even going to lie, I was there before. Chitlins. You never knew that was pig ass, pig intestines.
I never ate that
shit.
They
leave a whole booty hole in the bucket. But you didn't
Girl,
know
Bob,
that.
Do they really?
But now that you done got grown, you start paying people to clean the shit. I bet, or you got grown, you popped that lid open and seen exactly the fuck what it was. Now that you know that, how about we change that? Change what we call in soul food. I don't want to call that soul food. That ain't soul food. That's slave food. Soul food is your fruits and vegetables. And I wanted to ask you, Lissa, find the true fruit, the true vegetables. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking farmer's market, and then I got to thinking again. You already know how the mind works. It's rabbit hole after rabbit hole. Where they get Macy's from? It's like, what the fuck? What we gonna do?
Oh, God. You know, and it's funny you said this, and you know what? It is going to sound funny, but I want you to pause on there real quick because I was thinking, like, about corn. Where did it ever come from? You know, and then you get the corn seed. And it's funny you said this because it's like you're chewing this corn down, but when you go shit, it come out whole. And I was telling my sister, what if back in the day, since it's already fertilized, maybe they was picking the shit out of there and regrowing it, because when you look at it, it was like, Cora, she was just like, listen, don't say no shit like that. And I'm just like, you never really know with these people, because you tell us one thing, this has been, you know, around for this amount of years and this, but when we're speaking on GMO and, you know, what is GMO? You know, that's a genetically modified organism, and, you know, an organism that's genetically, you know, material has been altered. And so I feel like a lot of people don't know that there's many negative things about the genetically modified, you know, organisms, but the one that stands out the most and that means the most is there's no antibiotic feature, which makes people, you know, consuming it to be prone to these viral bacterial diseases, you know, just in general. And so
right
that you said, where do we find this? And so, you know, and they state that you can, you know, an animal, plant, you know, things like that can be genetically modified, but wouldn't that be the same thing as human cloning? I don't want to get too deep in that, but but I wanted to say the first GMO, you know, test, it took place back in the 80s, and the first FDA approval of the GMO, it was for insulin. They were putting it in insulin at first. So then the first commercial GMO crop, what is it, Flavor Saver tomato, was launched in 1994. But bananas are clones that have been around since the Stone Age. So I don't know where you find this. I don't know where you find this shit because, again, like you say, where are they getting their seeds?
Right.
And when we go over to what you say is where we're from, when we're really from America, we're not from no Africa, and I don't even want to get into land today, but you charge them people for everything they do grow naturally, and then you bring it over here and process it because everything over here is already processed. So to be honest, to get...
We don't have to go face any of the trouble of other countries, because like you said, that...
Are you able to hear me?
Now, yeah.
Okay, so I do apologize. And so, like I was stating, if we're going to get the real products, you know, the real fruits and vegetables that we're wanting, we're going to have to go out of country, because a lot of things that they are feeding us here, serving here, is not even allowed in other countries. China ain't feeding their people the hot chips that they serve here. India is not serving the same fucking pack of noodles that you see on the shelf in Walmart.
Yep.
Yep.
So it won't be here.
Yeah, you're totally right. It's all that's what I was just about to say too. We're gonna have to go back. We're gonna have to go to a land where it's just natural state, I guess. I couldn't tell you, you can go to the local stores and, you know, look at the barcodes, the lower numbers. And I think it's four. Four is one of them under. If you find a 9 on the barcode, start the beginning number on the barcode is 9. That's supposed to be less chemicals and less pesticides and all this bullshit. But I, for one, I don't believe that. And then, two, why the fuck y'all got them all mixed up? Why do we got to dig and look at barcodes to get some shit, you know what I mean, that's less dangerous for us? Why it's all not, you know, why all the barcodes don't say not? So that part, I don't know. I don't buy into it. You wash them motherfucking vegetables with some motherfucking vinegar and water and some lemon and do your fruits the same. You let them soak. Okay, clean your shit right. Get that film, that spray, whatever the fuck they be spraying, all that shit. Kill that shit off before you feed it to your people, man. And I also like to buy, we just started buying frozen fruits. It lasts a little longer. And I felt like, you know, don't overbuy them, because if you're buying new things that your family is not used to or not used to eating, then it will go bad if you don't store it the correct way. So it's just easier buying, you know, frozen fruit or whatever, you know, just anything, fruit, vegetables, stuff in the cans and shit like that. Like raw, come on, man, you can do a little bit. One, just do, you know, a meal a day or something, you know, I don't know, throw in a little bit. Throughout the day, just, you know, try to build yourself up to, you know, overcoming the whole, I have to eat this or this much. I have to cover my whole plate, my plate big as my goddamn head, but I don't like to see no faces looking at, I don't know. But just try, like, a little bit steps at a time. We'll do it. I promise y'all. You'll feel better. You'll be more productive. I don't know. That's just what works for me.
And, you know, I want to go back on, you know, touching on, you know, how do we know the labels? And, again, I do apologize for their system issues. I don't know what's going on here, but they did state it before the call. But I also just wanted to say, for a long time, foods that use GMOs were not required to have a label disclosing their, you know, presence. They changed that when Barack Obama signed a labeling law directing grocery stores, you know, to, like, shit, make these people aware of what, you know, they are eating.
Right.
And I feel like, and this is something you touched on earlier, on top of GMO, the company, you know, Roundup, the company, you know, they produce the herbicide Roundup and the Roundup Ready Corps, the Roundup crops, which were genetically modified to be resistant to, you know, Roundup, like the chemical portion of it. And that way the farmers could use it, you know, to control the pests in, you know, their fields without killing their crops. So, again, these people are fucking killing us off every way that they can. And also, I feel like people in general kill themselves off by celebrating things that they don't know, just partaking in just everything under the sun. Because I want to touch on this, and this is not until the next episode, but it has to do with tomorrow. And so the winter solstice, and I just want people to be aware that it is tomorrow. It starts tomorrow around 4:47 Eastern Standard Time, 3:47 Central Standard Time. And from the 21st through the 25th, you know, it's supposed to be less sunlight. That's when the winter solstice is. And that's originally before they started putting labels on things, you know, Christianity became a thing. That's what they celebrated. Some people called it, you know, the rebirth of the sun god and things like that. So it starts tomorrow. Just want everyone to enjoy it. Hopefully no one is out there celebrating Christmas, but we do know that there are people that do.
Yeah, fuck Christmas. All I'm gonna say. It's bullshit. It's not even being celebrated. You know how when we was little, it was being celebrated, you know, in the birth of Jesus and shit like that, and we used to have to go to church and put on fucking, what is those church plays, reenacting the fucking bullshit, like, it's so hilarious thinking about it now, but, yeah, so it's not even about that now, like, it's solely about gifts, I feel like. I mean, you ask this kid now what do they know about Christmas, they ain't finna bring up Jesus. They finna bring up the PS5, the Xbox, the new Madden, the new all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's what's driving y'all parents. You know what I mean? Y'all ain't. I don't understand the go out and buy this and buy that and buy this and buy that and turn around and have to pay rent again. Like It's just. I don't want to keep a tradition going for the bullshit, period. The day, on the 25th, day, it was exactly them, like you said, celebrating the rebirth of their sun god. And, you know, they celebrated by having gay sex, killing off, they was trying to throw convert people, the tribes, in the eastern countries or whatever. They were trying to convert them. They were killing them for not converting. They were raping the women, the kids, the men, castrating, all of that stuff. This is how they celebrate. So is this what y'all doing? This is what y'all celebrating? I mean, if y'all celebrating long year of hustling and working hard and doing it for the kids, do it for the kids' mind. For one, stop the bullshit, for real. Do it for their mind. Teach these kids the truth, man, for real. Keep it real with these kids. Like, that's not what it was. Period, point blank.
I agree. You know, you already know, me and mine, we're not celebrating, haven't celebrated for a while. And it's not even about what they made it about, you know. If it was for the birth of baby Jesus, and I'm trying to see how they came up and, you know, with that J due to, you know, no J's being around at that time. And so when you change things from, you know, Yahshua to what you want to make it, it just makes you know that everything else, every other story that I've ever heard has been changed as well. And so I feel like we as people got to step out of the trends. We got to really find ourselves. And this is not to, you know, be like a motivational speech because I'm not a life coach, but I really feel like not just my people, everybody, step outside the box. Why are you following the rules? Why are you allowing people to tell you which way to walk? You know what I'm saying? Why are we allowing them to tell us what we eat? What happened to growing and trading? We don't need these motherfuckers.
Right.
They do this shit. Bartering. They pull something new every other fucking year, every other month, really. What happened to COVID? Y'all got all these shots. What happened to COVID?
Yep. Lost your job because you didn't want to get the shot. Then turn around, got the shot, went back to your job, find out you don't even need the shot. They couldn't even tell you to get the shot really in the first motherfucker. It's fucked up. Why are y'all not seeing it? Like, every time that there's something major going across your motherfucking screen, your TV, your phone, whatever fucking is trending, is bullshit, okay?
There's something deeper behind it.
Yeah, it's something behind it. There's something else going on. You have to look at politics. That's where it is normally. You know, they throw out these rappers going to jail. The I almost said the bitch. The woman coming home from Russia, shit like that. They throw all of this shit out. Kanye, they throw that shit out. But on the back end, in politics, they passing bills
to get y'all kids learning what the fuck they want to learn, which that's what it's been anyway. But at the same time, they passing bills for sending money across seas, you know, trillions and billions of dollars and stuff like that, like banks coming up missing money, you know what I mean? The Pentagon missing trillions of dollars, like shit like that is going on, but y'all pay attention to the bullshit. Why? Why?
They are easily distracted, and people like that, you know, hate to say it, but you'll never make it in the physical or spiritual realm, because, I mean, we need more focused people. Like, you need to be alert. This shit is not new. They're not pulling nothing new over anybody's eyes. The shit really been in our face all this time.
Yep.
I mean, they're putting it right in our face. And like you said, it's either your kid going to learn what I want them to fucking learn, or they going to get the fuck up out of my school. But everything they done already taught people, they done already color washed it. So you think all these kings and these queens are, you know, white people, when really they are people of color. We, Moors will span thousands of years.
Yep.
Dating back, you know, don't quote me on the beginning year, but up until 1038, I believe. And then even still, we was running shit. So, again, I hate that I feel like I turned this into a motivational speak, but we, you know, the low vibrational meals, they need to stop. Like, stop overfeeding yourself, because I feel like that's the food that they're serving and the food that you feel is comfort food for you, especially when you're, it's meant to keep you in that state. They don't want you to come up out of that state of depression. And a lot of people don't know what you're eating is cancerous. That's how the fuck people is getting all this cancer, what we're intaking in our body. And so this is my last little comment. Just want to make everyone, you know, be aware of yourself. Love yourself enough to change your diet. Nobody's telling you got to be a size 2. Shit, to tell the truth, big girls winning. They've been winning. But love yourself enough to not overeat. Love yourself to love your body. Who gives a fuck? But once you start changing up the way you eat, you'll see that shit. You'll see your pounds shred off. You'll start feeling better. You want to do more. You'll want to get out. And so for me, like, I just feel like this was something that I needed to hear as well, because, like I said, I don't always eat healthy. But it's you got to try. You know, it starts somewhere. And like you said, you know, you and baby was just trying shit. So today I figured I'm going to go try me something. I don't know what yet. I'll make y'all aware of what it is when I come back Sunday. But, yeah, get out there and try something and just be healthier for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially, like you mentioned earlier about winter solace starting and don't get in the state. Don't get that winter blues, y'all, like y'all usually do after, you know, at the so-called Christmas is celebrated, everybody kind of, you know, go into a depression maybe. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, y'all waiting on these tax season to come. Shit ain't working now. Do not Christian this winter, baby. I'm hyped. I'm ready to get to the meditating, the journaling. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready for it. So, but also watch what you eat. Keep your energy as high as you can, man. Like, step out, you know. I know it be cold. Niggas don't like the cold and shit. Lift the fresh air, hit your face for about 30, 20 minutes, you know, a couple of days out the week, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, don't be stuck in the house and know you're getting no deep depression and get to eating that unhealthy food pounds at a time. Like we said, low vibrational plates, man, that shit is real. Watch your portions. That's where it starts. Watch your portions, man. And that's about it on that. Like I said, we'll be back Sunday, definitely at 7 PM for Frequency Sundays. Dropping some heat on y'all. I don't care if it's old or new, but it's heat to us. It makes us feel good, and this is our show, and that's just how we do it. Lissa, you done? You got any few last words? You want to tell them next Sunday we're going to get on their ass about that Christmas. And I hope y'all have found the time to listen, goddamn me, because, yeah, go on and celebrate. Let the kids open their shit. Let this be the last motherfucking one, though. And we don't celebrate over here, baby. I'm just put it out there. We're running the
don't
show.
Celebrate.
So it's still on, goddamn me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like you got a problem with what we're saying to you, you know, speak it fast, drop it fast, call in. Shit. Comment. Shit. Yeah. I mean, you're free to do so. We ain't gonna argue with you or nothing. We just want to hear what, you know, I want to know for sure. Why are y'all still doing it? So if y'all want to call in Sunday, call in. Drop a comment. All that.
Yeah, like you said, beautiful people, that is it for us today. We'll be back Sunday, and again, most definitely we're going to be on y'all ass because I wanted to touch on it today, but again, going to save it for Sunday. Don't really care if y'all enjoy Sunday. I'd rather you not, but hey, if you do, that's what you do, but that is it for us beautiful people.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes, beans, greens, potatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes.